主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin our morning service.
我们来唱诗197首。
Let's sing hymn 197.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
Now we're going to pray together and ask for God's guidance.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you。
我们教会这一个月用一连贯的主题在从圣经来认识婚姻。
In the month of May, we're going to use a series of topics to introduce and to study the topic of marriage。
我们大家都希望我们的家庭非常的幸福。
We all hope to have a blessed family。
但是幸福的家庭那个关键在哪里？
But what's the key to a blessed family?
我想每一个人的看法不太一样。
I think everyone has a different view about it.
很多人觉得家庭要幸福，就从物质的层面来着手。
Many people think that to have a blessed family, we need to have material abundance.
但其实这个不是绝对的。
But this is not the absolute standard.
但是有一件事情是绝对的，就是如果我们家庭有神的同在，这个家庭一定是幸福的。
But we know for sure that if there's God in our family will be blessed.
所以要建设一个幸福的家庭，要从追求神来入门。
So to establish a blessed family, we need to allow God into our lives first.
那我们在看一个家庭的中心是什么？
What is the center of a family?
是父母还是子女？
Is it the parents or the children?
如果我们从圣经看来，家庭的中心是夫妻两个人。
From the Bible, we understand that the center of a family is the couple.
如果夫妻能够圆满，
if the couple has a very good relationship,
对上才能够孝敬父母。
Then they can show filial piety to their parents.
对下才能够教导下一代。
And they can teach their children.
如果夫妻发生问题，
But if there are problems between the spouses,
这个不只是夫妻当中的不幸，
It is not only a misfortune between them,
这个会影响到子女。
It will also affect their children.
这个也会影响到对上一代的孝敬。
And will also affect the way they honor their parents.
所以幸福家庭的关键是在夫妻本身。
So the key to a blessed family is in the couple.
因此我们需要从圣经来了解婚姻。
So we need to understand the principles of marriage from the Bible.
第一个，婚姻从哪里来？
First of all, where does marriage come from?
婚姻是神设立的。
God instituted marriage.
因此我们要了解婚姻，需要从设立婚姻的这一位神，他怎么看婚姻来了解。
So to understand marriage, we need to first look at how God looks at marriage.
如果一个人不了解神，他根本上是不了解婚姻的。
If we do not understand God, in essence, we do not understand what marriage is all about.
那圣经说神设立婚姻。
The Bible says God instituted marriage.
他从男人中来造女人。
He created women from men.
所以原来男人跟女人在原来是合一的。
So initially, men and women are one.
所以婚姻就是把两个再恢复到一个。
So marriage is a process through which two become one.
因此婚姻不是一个像生意的伴侣。
So a marriage relationship is not like a business partnership.
如果我们一直强调婚姻是伴侣，那生意有一天你做不好就拆伙。
If we only stress the partnership side of things, then what if you don't get along together, then you will just split.
但是因为婚姻是一体的。
But we know that a marriage consists of one devoted relationship.
所以结婚不是解决婚姻的一个选择。离婚不是解决婚姻问题的一个选择。
So divorce is never an option to solve any problems in a marriage.
因为这两个是一体的。
Because two become one.
那神领夏娃到亚当的面前。
God brought Eve before Adam.
这个表示神会有预备。
And that represents God's preparation.
第三个啊，就是神设定婚姻有他的原则。
Third, God has also established principles of marriage.
那如果我们看创世纪的二第二章
，If we turn to Genesis chapter 2,
啊，创世纪的第二章
，Genesis chapter 2,
二十四节
，verse 24,
第二章二十四节
，2:24,
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两个成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
那这个就是婚姻的原则。
This is the principle of marriage.
三句话。
Three statements.
第一个要离开父母。
First of all, a man will leave his father and mother.
第二个要与妻子联合。
Second, be united to his wife.
第三个，两个成为一体。
Third, and they will become one flesh.
这三句话其实意思非常深。
These statements carry profound meaning.
每一句话可以用一个小时来查考。
Each statement will require 1 hour of explanation.
因此，如果婚姻发生问题，我们要重新从神的话来对照，到底我们婚姻发生在哪里？问题在哪里？
If there are problems in our marriage, we need to come back to the Bible and to see where the problem lies.
但是归结到最后，婚姻的基础是在神的话。
But ultimately, the foundation of our marriage is based on the Word of God.
婚姻发生问题是因为我们对神的话不了解，或者了解没有去实行。
Our problems in marriage is due to our lack of understanding or of the practice of the Word of God.
那现在我们常常会遇到人在想，那不一定要结婚啊。
Well, these days, people think that we don't need to, not necessarily, need to get married.
所以有很多所谓的单身贵族。
That is why many people remain single.
他有很好的收入，但是他不需要结婚。
They have very good income, and they don't think they need to get married.
但是我们要了解一个事实。
But let us understand a fact.
在教会以外，虽然有很多人名义上是没有结婚，但是他是有夫妻的事实存在。
Outside of the church, there are many people who are not married, and yet they have, in essence, a marriage life.
不是同居就是苟合。
They either live together or have other arrangements.
因为当神创造人，在创世纪第二章十八节说，那人独居不好。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, the Lord God said, "It is not good for a man to be alone."
所以我要造一个配偶来帮助他。
I will make a helper suitable for him.
因此，这个配偶来帮助那一个人的不好，独居的不好。
So God created this helper to help Adam to overcome his loneliness.
那人创造是包括三方面的。
There are three aspects of God's creation.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章说，人是灵魂体造成的。
First Thessalonians tells us that man consists of three aspects: the soul, the spirit, and the body.
所以结婚得到帮助，这个就是指着灵魂体得到帮助。
So when one is married, he or she is being helped in terms of his spirit, soul, and body.
因此有的人虽然没有相同的信仰，看起来他结婚也是很圆满啊。
We have also witnessed how apparently there are people who do not believe in God and yet have very good marriage life.
但是我们仔细看，他们所谓婚姻很好，但是没有信仰，是指着魂跟体得到帮助。
But in these instances, we understand that they are a blessed marriage simply because they are being helped in terms of their soul and body.
但是最重要的一部分就是灵性上缺失了。
But spiritually, they are not being helped in this marriage.
所以魂得到帮助就是一个人有一个对象可以爱，也有另外一个对象爱他，所以他的心灵可以得到满足。
So when a person falls in love and is being loved by another, he or she is being helped in the soul.
那这个幸福就在这里感觉得到。
And that loving relationship is being experienced.
那从这种肉体上的联啊，这种心灵上的合一，就演变到肉体的联合。
And starting from this union of the souls, then there's the union of the body.
这个是体的一种得到帮助。
And this is how the body is being helped.
那另外一个就是软弱的在得到一个男人坚强的帮助。
And obviously, the weaknesses of one spouse is being helped by the strength of another.
但是最重要就是我们在走天国路两个比一个好。
But most importantly, we realize that it is better to have a lifelong partner in this pilgrimage to the heavenly kingdom.
因为有一个跌倒，另外可以把他扶起来。
For if one falls, another can help him or her out.
有一个软弱，另外一个可以帮助他。
Where one is weak, another can help.
好，但是如果只有一个人。
But if there is only one.
这个婚姻倒下去就倒下去了，那灵性倒下去，有时候爬不起来。
Then as you fall, you will never get up because you are all by yourself.
因为天国路上一个人啊，确实是太孤单了。
Because in this pilgrimage to the heavenly kingdom, one person is truly lonely.
所以这个天国路要走完是很困难的。
So it is not easy to walk on this heavenly path.
所以需要婚姻的第一个原因是灵魂体得到帮助，得到满足。
So the very first reason for having a marriage is so that our spirit, soul, and body may be helped.
当然啊，如果有人有独身的恩赐，那也是可以的。
Obviously, if you have the gift of staying single, that is all right too.
但是独身这是少数人有这个恩赐。
But only a minority of the people have this gift.
大部分呢都是照着神所定的原则需要结婚。
Most people feel the yearning for marriage.
第二个，他得到帮助，另外一个就是修理看守伊甸园。
The second reason for God instituting marriage is so that they may maintain the Garden of Eden.
亚当在伊甸园不是没有事情做的。
It wasn't as if Adam had nothing to do in the Garden of Eden.
我们人啊，没有事情做也是很可怕的。
It is a dreadful thing if we have nothing to do in our lives.
你每天早上起来做什么呢
？What are you going to do when you get up in the morning?
所以有的人就觉得我一定要上班，他不一定为着钱呢。
So people like to go to work not for money.
至少觉得说我是一个有用的人。
They want to feel any sense of self-worth by going to work.
那伊甸园里面什么都有。
And in the Garden of Eden, there's everything.
那亚当要做什么？
And what was Adam doing there?
要修理看守。
He was to maintain and to guard the Garden of Eden.
那个伊甸园是什么？
What is the Garden of Eden?
那个伊甸园代表我们的家庭。
Garden of Eden represents our family.
那个伊甸园也是代表我们的信仰。
And the Garden of Eden represents our faith.
所以夫妻两个人呢，共同来经营这个家庭。
That is why the husband and the wife must go hand in hand to establish and maintain this family.
还有共同来经营这个家庭里面的信仰。
And the couple must also maintain and to guide the faith in the family.
那如果这样看起来，我们就发现呢，其实我们有很多事情要做。
So you can see.As you can see, there are many things we can do.
我们要把一个家庭经营像伊甸园一样，属灵上那是非常多的事情需要做。
There are many things we can do in our family, so that it will resemble the spiritual state of the Garden of Eden.
我们看箴言二十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章的三十节。
Proverbs 24 verse 30.
二十四章三十节
24 verse 30
我经过懒惰人的田地无知人的葡萄园三十一节
31
荆棘长满了地皮赤草遮盖的田面石墙也倒塌了三十二节
32
我看见就留心思想我看见就领了训回三十三节
33
再睡辫子打顿辫子躺卧抱着手躺卧辫子三十四节你的贫穷就必速速如强盗来到你的缺乏好像拿兵器的人来到这里说经过懒惰人的田地无知人的葡萄园
Verse 30 tells us I went past the field of the sluggard past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment
这个懒惰不一定是指着肉体上的懒惰
Being lazy does not have to mean physical laziness
有的人可能在事业上相当有成就
There are people who are really accomplished in their careers.
因为他很有能力，他又很能，又很勤劳。
Because they are very capable and diligent.
但是这个懒惰也可以指着属灵上。
But this sluggishness can also refer to the spiritual aspect.
那个田地葡萄园就是我们的家庭。
And the field or the vineyard can refer to our family.
因为在属灵上没有好好经营我们的家庭，就会发生问题。
Because we will have family problems if we do not manage the spiritual side of the family.
这里说墙也倒塌了。
The stone wall was in ruins.
墙倒塌了，狐狸就跑进来了。
and the fox came in.
这个家庭里面如果没有信仰啊，魔鬼就进来了。
Because if a family does not have a strong faith, Satan would come in.
那你在家庭里面呢，就这个果子长不大，属灵上就没有收获。
And thorns would come up everywhere, and there would be no fruits on the tree.
所以这里讲这个懒惰，不一定是指在肉体上，也指在灵性上。
So this laziness doesn't just refer to physical aspects, but also to the spiritual one.
因此我们在婚姻的生活里面有一个非常重要修理看守，就是我们的家庭。
And so it is very important in our family to guide and to maintain our family and its faith.
特别是属灵上的生活。
Especially in terms of our spiritual life.
使我们的家庭能够真的成为神的国。
We must allow our family to grow into the kingdom of God.
那这样的家庭是什么样的家庭？
What kind of family is it?
先看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个神的国就是可以指着我们的家庭。
The kingdom of God also refers to our family.
如果神完全充满在我们家庭里面，
If God truly fills our family,
我们家庭就充满着公义，就是没有罪。
Then our family will be filled with righteousness, in other words, without sin.
没有坏的习惯，罪恶的个性。
There will be no bad habits, nor sinful nature.
因为神已经改变了我们。
Because God has already changed us.
那接下去就是人跟人的和睦。
And there will also be peace between men.
全家大小非常和睦。
There will be harmony in the family.
那因为很和睦，所以他的心态上就很平安。
Because there is harmony in the family, there is always that peaceful state of mind.
那再来就是因为圣灵充满，所以很满足。
And they are also filled with joy in the Holy Spirit.
那因为很满足就很喜乐。
Because they are satisfied by the Spirit, they are joyful.
那我们想想看，如果一个家庭里面没有罪，很平安，很喜乐，这是什么家庭？
Just imagine a family without sin and only filled with peace and joy. What kind of family is it?
这个家庭就是天国。
That is the kingdom of God.
就是伊甸园。
That is the Garden of Eden.
这不可能吗？
Is this not impossible?
这绝对可能。
This is possible.
因为这是神对我们的应许。
Because this is God's promise to all of us.
但是这个是夫妻两个需要努力去经营的。
But there's something that the couple must strive towards.
就是建设我们的家庭成为神的国。
The couple must strive to establish the kingdom of God in the family.
可能我们物质上什么都有。
Perhaps we are materially abundant.
我们下一步要追求就是在灵性上不断的成长。
But our next step is to pursue spiritual growth.
使我们的家庭能够成为神的国。
So that our family becomes the kingdom of God.
那第三点，要结婚的目的就是要生养众多，遍满地面。
The third purpose for getting married is to go forth and multiply.
特别是要得虔诚的后裔。
Especially to have godly offspring.
圣经特别讲，神造一男一女就是要得虔诚的后代。
The Bible specifically tells us that God created men and women so that they will give off godly descendants.
所以这是结婚的一个原因。
This is one of the reasons for getting married.
那我们现在来看，到底现在人的婚姻问题出在哪里？
Now we're going to look at what some of the problems people face in their marriages.
那我们要有一个比较，我们就知道问题出在哪里。
We need some type of a comparison to know what the problems are.
那我们要看第一个婚姻，就是最圆满的婚姻，是什么样的婚姻？
And that is why we need to first look at the most perfect marriage, which is the first marriage described in the Bible.
那跟这个婚姻来相比较，我们的婚姻又有什么不同？
So when juxtaposing our own marriage to this marriage,Then we find out the differences.
那个不同的地方就是我们需要努力的地方。
And the differences are areas that we find room for improvement.
那如果没有这个最圆满的婚姻做一个模式，做一个榜样，有时候我们真的搞不清楚我们的婚姻需要什么努力。
So if we do not take this perfect marriage as our model, then we have no idea what we should improve upon.
所以神的话确实是脚前的灯，路上的光。
That is why the word of God is always a lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
来照亮我们，让我们知道我们前面婚姻的道路应该怎么走。
The word of God illumines our path, so we know which direction to take.
啊，第一个。
First of all,
在伊甸园的婚姻，第一个婚姻，这个亚当跟夏娃两个人都有神的形象。
In the very first marriage, which is the perfect marriage, Adam and Eve were created after the image of God.
我们知道人的价值在哪里？
Do we know the value of man?
我最近听一个姐妹的见证。
I heard a testimony from a sister recently.
95年她生病很严重。
In 1995, she was very sick.
那个时候神一直感动她。
God moved her.
她祷告好像很靠近神。
And she felt very close to God.
神告诉她。
God told him, told her.
你的生命没有价值。
Your life is worthless.
她一直想两年了，到底为什么我的生命没有价值。
For 2 years, she pondered over God's statement, your life is worthless.
她有事业，她有家庭。
She had a career and a family.
一直想到97年。
Until the year 1997.
她又生病一次。
She became sick again.
也是很严重。
It was a very severe sickness.
她继续在祷告。
She continued to pray.
神啊，求你让我了解。
She prayed, Oh Lord, please let me understand.
为什么我的生命没有价值？
Why is it that my life is worthless?
后来神就开始在教导他。
Then God began to teach her.
让他了解生命的价值在哪里。
And let her understand the meaning and the value of life.
生命的价值在乎我们拥有神的形象。
The value of life is based upon obtaining the image of God.
就是我在我们生活中能够反映神的本性。
In other words, in our lives, we must reflect the nature of God.
这个就是生命的价值。
That is the value of life.
所以从97年到现在，十年当中。
So from 1997 till this year for 10 years.
一直在教导你在哪个地方需要改变。
God continually taught her the areas that she needed improvement.
从外在的行为、言语到内在的心思意念。
From her external behavior to her state of mind, God continually taught her.
从大事到小事。
From little things to major things.
神一直跟她要求。
God continually demanded her to change.
她一直在改变。
She continually changed.
我发现这个姐妹进步很多。
And she made a lot of progress.
她真的抓住了最重要一部分。
She grabbed hold of the most important thing in her life.
就是在信仰当中要有追求神的形象。
Which is to pursue the image of God in her life.
所以我们的信仰不是说我来聚会然后奉献十一捐这样没有事情的。
So our faith is not so much just about attending church services and offering tithes.
这个是很表面的。
These things are superficial.
信仰的最深处的追求就是我要追求完全。
The essence of our faith is our yearning for perfection.
我要跟神一样，跟主耶稣一样。
We yearn to be like Christ.
那现在的婚姻发生问题就是我们被罪性辖制。
But the problems we face today in our marriage is caused by our sinful nature.
所以我们不能够做所愿意做的。
That is why we are not able to do things we want to do.
请看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章的十四节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
十四节。
14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵，但是我是属乎肉体，已经卖给罪了。保罗这里说，我已经卖给罪了。
We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin.
所以卖给罪，英文说，我变罪的奴仆了。
So Paul was sold as a slave to sin.
十五节。
Verse 15.
因为我所做的是我自己不明白的，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do.
十七节。
17.
既然是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me.
十八节。
18.
我也知道，在我里头就是我的肉体中没有良善。
I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature.
因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
十九节。
19.
故我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
所以如果一个人一直觉得我很好，这是因为他不认识神。
So if a person keeps thinking that he is always good, he doesn't really know God.
那我们如果认识神，我们才知道我们里面没有良善。
If we truly know God, we understand that there is no goodness in us.
我们有良心，但是常常善行不出来。
We have our conscience, and yet we do not do the very good we want to do.
所以这个就是婚姻发生问题的地方。
And this is why our marriage, has problems.
我们知道要赦免，但是我们没有办法赦免，没有那个能力。
We know we need to forgive, we do not have the power to do so.
我们希望，我们知道要包容，但是我们没有那个能力包容。
We want to be forbearing, and yet we do not have the patience to do so.
因此这个人的这个软弱，人的冲突啊，越来越大。
And that is why there are mounting conflicts in our family.
人跟神可以和睦，这个不是人没有问题。
The fact that we are harmonized with God, is not an indication that we don't have any problems.
这个是因为神完全的赦免跟包容。
It is only because of God's mercy and complete forgiveness.
所以人跟神才能够继续的和睦。
And that is why we are reconciled to God.
因此，如果人有这个神的同在，有神的能力，我们就可以跟主耶稣一样，继续的赦免跟包容。
Now, if we have God abiding in us and have Him fill our hearts, then we have the power to forgive.
那这样的话，我们过去的就让它过去了。
Then we'll let bygones be bygones.
我们的新的一天，我们在面对神给我们的应许。
And each new day, we will face and confront the challenge of fulfilling God's promise.
神应许要给我们能力，神应许要充满我们爱。
God promises us strength and love.
那这样我们才可以才从过去的问题里面一直在成长。
Only then can we grow out of our past problems.
因为问题的产生让我们知道自己的弱点。
Because where there are problems, there are our weaknesses.
因为有神的同在，所以我们可以超越弱点。
Because we have God with us, we can overcome these weaknesses.
因此这个婚姻所产生的是一种很正面的，一直在长进。
And that is why the growth in the marriage is a positive influence in our lives.
但这需要有神的同在。
But we need God to be with us.
所以这是第一个婚姻跟我们现在婚姻差在哪里。
And this is the difference between the first marriage and our old marriage.
我们有我们的弱点。
We have our weaknesses.
但是我们没有办法克服。
But we are unable to overcome them.
但是在耶稣里面。
But in Christ.
我们知道我们的弱点。
We know our weaknesses.
因为圣经一翻开，我们看得很清楚我们自己的弱点。
Because we see our weaknesses by reflecting them upon the Bible.
那我们祷告，神会帮助我们。
Then with our prayers, God will help us.
当我们改变了我们自己。
When we change ourselves.
我们常常发现问题就变成好了很多。
We find that these problems will improve.
这是在第一个婚姻跟我们不同的地方。
So this is the first aspect. That our marriage is different from the first one.
那这种所谓我们不断灵性成长改变所带来更好的关系，这常常是世界上的辅导所做不到的。
And in fact, the great strides we can make in our marriage, as Christians will be much greater than that of going through counseling.
因为这个辅导没有办法改变人的本性。
Because counseling can never change your true nature.
它可以让你知道你的问题在哪里。
Counseling allows you to understand where the problems are.
也可能提供一些方法。
Maybe they can give you certain guidance and direction.
但是最基本人类的本性的改变，这个只有神才能够帮助我。
But only God can change the essence of our character.
第二点。
The second point.
这个最完美的婚姻，第一个婚姻是在神的原则当中结婚的。
The perfect and the first marriage was being instituted under the principles of God.
那我们现在人对真理不了解。
These days people are oblivious of God's laws and principles.
因此对婚姻产生混乱。
And that is why there's chaos in marriages.
如果我们看到现在所谓的同性结婚。
If you look at same-sex marriages,
这个是完全圣经没有根据的。
You understand that this is not founded in any of the principles of the Bible.
这个是一种婚姻的混乱。
This is a chaos.
所以我们现在的婚姻跟第一个婚姻所差别就是我们有神的话来做指引。
And the difference between the first marriage and our marriage is that now we have the word of God to guide us.
第三个。
Third.
在伊甸园中的结婚。
They were married in the Garden of Eden.
好，我们先来看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
16节 又对女人说我必多增加你第三章十六节第三章十六节
Chapter 3 verse 16
我必增加你怀胎的苦楚你生产儿女必多受苦楚你必念慕你的丈夫你的丈夫管辖你十七节
17
又对亚当说你既然听从妻子的话吃了我所吩咐你的不可吃那树上的果子地必为你的缘故受咒诅你要终生劳苦才能从地吃的糊口得吃十八节
18.
地必给你长出荆棘跟棘藜来你要从田间吃的菜蔬十九节
19.
你要汗流满面才得糊口直到你归的土我们看这段圣经是人离开神以后的生活的情况
This is a description of how people lived after they left God
那在第一章神创造一切都是好的而且神祝福给人
In Genesis chapter 1, what God created was good, and everything was given to man.
那神创造婚姻也是好的，完全的。
And the marriage God instituted was perfect as well.
但是到了第三章，这一对夫妻被赶出伊甸园，一切不好就开始了。
But in chapter 3, with the fall of man, evilness and troubles came.
因为离开了伊甸园。
Because they left the Garden of Eden.
离开了神的同在跟祝福。
They left the abundance and the blessings of God.
所以我们现在的婚姻要圆满，就是要重新回到神的国里面。
So today, to have a blessed marriage, we need to return to the Garden of Eden, to the presence of God.
当我们回归向神
，when we return to God,
神就回归向我们。
God will return to us.
神的恩典就再一次临到我们的家庭里面。
And God's blessings will once again be restored to us.
因此，怎么让我们全家能够建立信仰，这是一个关键。
So the crux of the issue is how are we going to establish our faith in the family?
那逐渐的让我们家庭以神为中心。
And we must gradually center our family life around God.
成为一个有神同在的家庭。
So that our family will be filled by God.
那很多神的恩典就一直临到。
Then the blessings of God will be showered upon us.
所以这是第一个婚姻，最圆满的婚姻，跟我们的比较有什么不同？
So these are the differences between our marriage and the first marriage.
第一个婚姻是在神的形象中结婚的。
The first marriage was instituted in the image of God.
第一个婚姻是在神的原则当中结婚。
And was established with the principles of God.
第一个婚姻是在伊甸园里面结婚的。
And finally, the couple was wedded in the Garden of Eden.
这个是我们需要回归、需要努力的一个目标。
And these are goals we must strive towards.
第四点
The fourth point.
婚姻本身是一个奥秘。
Marriage itself is a mystery.
只有我们回到圣经，我们就了解这个是奥秘。
When we return to the Bible, we understand that marriage is indeed a mystery.
如果我们没有回到圣经，我们就觉得婚姻就是丈夫跟太太的关系吧，就这么简单。
If you do not return to the Bible, you would like to think that marriage is all about a man and a woman getting together.
但是回到圣经，我们才发现这是奥秘。
But when we return to the Bible, we understand that marriage is a mystery.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
32节。
Verse
32. 这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
第几节？
第五章三十。二节，以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
在前面呢，我们如果从这个二十二节开始。
Starting from verse 22.
说做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
Wives submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
二十三节，丈夫是妻子的头。
23. For the husband is the head of the wife.
二十四节。
24.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
25节。
25.
做丈夫要爱你们的妻子。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church.
那这个道理讲到最结束的时候，这是极大的奥秘。
And after Paul expounded on the marriage relationship, he concluded with verse 32 that says, this is a profound mystery.
因为他把丈夫的责任跟妻子的责任，最后就是讲到教会跟基督的关系。
Because ultimately, the relationship between the spouses is an indication of the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以婚姻有两个层面。
So there are two facets or aspects to marriage.
一个就是丈夫跟太太的关系。
The first aspect is the relationship between the husband and the wife.
那另外一个层面是灵里面的层面，就是我们跟神的关系。
And the other aspect is the spiritual relationship between us and God.
所以有时候丈夫跟夫妻在彼此互相适应的过程当中，也让我们来思想，我们信耶稣以后怎么跟神能够合一。
So as a couple tries to get adjusted to each other, it is also time for us to reflect upon our relationship with God.
在这里讲丈夫爱太太，好像基督爱教会。
Here the Bible tells us that the husband must love the wife just as Christ loved the church.
那25节讲到最后说为教会舍己。
And finally, Christ also died for the church.
这个就是无条件完全的牺牲。This
is unconditional, total sacrifice.
这个是圣经里面对丈夫的一个要求。And
this is what is demanded of husbands.
就是爱太太完全的牺牲。Husbands
must love your wives by giving up yourself.
那每次我们在想基督为我们的牺牲，那在想要为太太牺牲这么大，我们就发现这是需要极大的努力。
And as we think about how Christ has given up his life for the church, it only shows that there's a lot of room for improvement in terms of how the husbands must sacrifice themselves for the wife.
因为这爱里面，两个才能够融在一起。Because
only when there's love, there will be union.
那第二个，他在第五章的22节，在讲顺服。第五章22节。
Chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your husbands.
那他用顺服来讲说，就是在讲我们教会要顺服基督。And
this submission also applies to how the church must submit to Christ.
那这是相当难的一部分。This
is very difficult.
以及我现在的女人，教育水准高，有时候能力也很强，在公司收入也不错，地位也很高。
Now, women are very highly educated, and they also take up very prominent positions in the society.
所以在家庭里面要讲顺服，这非常不简单。That
is why it is very difficult to talk about submission in the family.
但是既然婚姻这是神跟人的关系，所以这个变成是神对我们的一个要求。And
since marriage is not just a man women relationship, it's also about our relationship with God.
所以这样看起来，我们现在的婚姻的观念，有时候我们会发现好像很古板。And
that is why sometimes people find that our concept of marriage is so old-fashioned.
因为整个社会已经不是在这样想了。Because
this is not how the society thinks today.
但是我们是回到圣经来看。But
we need to return to the Bible.
那因为爱与顺服，所以两个才可以成为一体。
Because only when there's love and submission will there be a true union between the two people.
这是婚姻的一种努力。And
this is something that we should all strive for in our marriage.
那我们再看，夫妻的关系就是反映在神跟人的关系。And
so the spousal relationship is a reflection of our relationship with Christ.
所以人跟神的关系，如果好，夫妻的关系一定好。
That is why, if our relationship with God is good, it naturally follows that our relationship with our spouse is good as well.
为什么?
Why?
因为如果我们跟神的关系好，就是表示我们愿意顺服神，照着他的教训来生活。
If we have a good relationship with God, we love God and we will obey His commandments.
那如果我们照着神的教训来生活，夫妻的关系就很好。
And if we follow God's commandments in our lives, we will have a blessed family.
但是倒过来讲,
But the reverse is also true.
如果婚姻发生问题，这个就是反映灵性的问题。
Our marriage problems are a reflection of our spiritual issues.
因为婚姻发生问题，就是在哪一个地方我们不明白神的道理，或我们明白我们没有办法去做得到。
Where we are lacking in our marriage, it is also the place where we fail to keep the commandments of God.
因此，婚姻的问题是灵性的问题。
That is why marriage problems are spiritual problems.
我们想，如果丈夫跟太太两个人都有神的国在他的心里面实现。
Just imagine if the kingdom of God is fully realized in the husband and in the wife.
那这两个一定非常圆满。
Then they will have a blessed family.
所以在主里面有神同在的婚姻，这个关系是非常强的，因为这是用神把他们连在一起。
And that is why the strength of a wonderful marriage in Christ is very strong because God binds them together.
圣经说爱好像死一样坚强。
And in that case, love will be as strong as death.
所以这个夫妻如果被神的爱充满，他们的关系像死一样强。
So if both spouses are filled by God, their love will be as strong as death.
也就是说一直到死而止。
In other words, they will only part from each other, at the point of death.
所以我们要回归神来建立我们的婚姻。
So you must return to God to establish our family.
要回归神啊，如果婚姻有问题，要回归神来解决。
And if we have any problems in our marriage, let's return to God.
我们看
the solution.
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章的十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这里说旧事已过，都变成新了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
这是一个非常让我们看到希望的一句应许。
What a statement of hope.
一切都变成新的。
The new has come.
旧的不好的记忆全部都过去了。
The old, all the bad memories are gone.
这样要怎么去成就呢？
How can this be fulfilled?
就是要在基督里。
We must be in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation if he is in Christ.
被基督的爱充满。
He will be filled by the love of Christ.
被基督的能力充满。
He will be filled by the strength of Christ.
被基督的道充满。
He will be filled by the way and the word of Christ.
那每一天的婚姻生活都是新的。
Then every day of his marriage will be new.
因为他们在基督里不断的成长。
Because both spouses grow in Christ.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
352首。
352。
会有我们秋季的联恩会。
In mid-September, we will have our fall spiritual convocation.
还有四个月。
We still have 4 months.
所以我们要来预备我们秋季的联恩会。
So we should get started to prepare for it.
所以请我们大家共同来努力。
So let us all do our best.
第一个就是我们尽量带慕道朋友来参加我们的聚会。
We should try our best to bring our friends to service.
那我们礼拜四的早上11点呢，也有一个查经聚会。
We also have a Bible study on Thursday at 11 a.m.
那我们也有一些慕道朋友跟我们一起在聚会。
We also have some truth seekers with us during that Bible study.
那如果慕道者多，我们礼拜六下午可以开一个慕道班。有系统的来讲解一些出信的道理。
And if we have some truth seekers who come regularly, we can also have a special class for them on Saturday.
那除了这个我们人的本分该尽之外，我们的工作要有果效，就是要有神的同工同在。
Other than doing our best, we also need God to be with us for our ministry to grow.
所以请我们常常为我们秋季的联恩布道会祷告。
So let us continually pray for our fall convocation.
为慕道朋友祷告。
And pray for our truth seekers.